So let's start where we start Kol Nidrei. With the words, Or Zeruah Letzadlik, Elishrei Leif Simcha. Or Zeruah Letzadlik, Elishrei Leif Simcha. We're beginning the Malach of Zareya. I told you before Yom Tov that we're going to begin with the Malach. So we're starting to learn the Malach of Zareya. There are two ways of doing this. It could be with all the marbakimis and photo statting and everything. I still don't know how to use the computer to just do those things. I could photo stat, but it takes a long amount of time to learn all the makaris inside, which is more for a shiur that would be every day and being in yeshiva together, not once a week. Or to say mostly outside, 90% outside, and every now and then a very, very key, pivotal marbakim, we could learn inside for a few minutes. But otherwise, we won't get moving to the malach, through the malachas if we're going to start using, we have shiur once a week and it's with Mar Makayim. So mostly it's going to be Baal Peh, which means you have to be really motivated to be engaged to listen. I'll do my best to give over. So we're going to try to spend a good couple of weeks on the nigla. When I say the nigla, we're not going to be learning the halachas of moving around your flower pots. That's not what we'll be doing. That's important. That's important. And maybe the last year of Nigla, I'll spend just some basic, important halacha l'maisa. Maybe just one year on that. The tachlis of what we're going to be learning is to get to the pnimius in the Nigla, to get the pnimius in the halacha, pnimius of the halacha, of the gedarm of what is Zareya, the main sheet is in the Rishonim and Acharonim, to understand what is the malacha of Zareya. And after we do that, each malacha for a few weeks, then we're going to be able to spend also a few weeks learning the pnimius and chassidus and the Svarma Kedoshim to understand on our level what is the avoda of Zareya in our avodas Hashem. What's that malacha of Zareya in our avodas Hashem? That's hopefully the plan. So let's begin with Zareya. It's very exciting. Lamtas malachas. We should be zeichet for all the tikkunim of lamtas klolas and to be zeichet to have only simcha nachas and brachas Hashem. We find that in the Torah there are three Isurei Zriya. In the Torah there are three Isurei Zriya: Shabbos, Kilayim, and Shemitah. Shabbos, Kilayim, and Shemitah. The three Isurei Zriya. In each one of these, the Hagdara of Zoreya, of planting, is different. Each one is different. And it's very fascinating conversation, the Rishonim and Achronim, to these chilukim between Shabbos, Kilayim, and Shemitah. But in Yanenu, we understand that when it comes to Shabbos, what's magdir, what defines the malach of Zoreya, is the person who's planting, the act of sowing, of planting. That's what's magdi, the malach of Zareya, the gavra, the person. When it comes to Kilayim, there the issue of Zareya by Kilayim is focused not on really the act of the person planting, of course, it has to be planted, but there the ikar is the actual zera, that these zroim, these seeds, are a taruvah, that's forbidden. It's a mixture of Kilayim. The focus is not on the person, the focus is on the seeds, on what's being planted. And by Shemitah, it's not the focus is not on the Gavra Hazareya, and it's not on the Zroim HaNizroim. By Shemitah, the focus is on what? The land, the earth. The Torah says, V'shav Soha'aretz Shabbos Masham. There the Ikar is the land that has been seeded, has been sown. That's the Ikar when it comes to Shemitah. So These are the three different Isurim of Zriya that we have in Torah, and each one is a different planet, it's a different world, mamash. Occasionally we'll have a kasha from one or the other, but the kasha will always bring us to these chilukim that I just said now. Now Zareya is the first malacha in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, the Mishnah of Klal Gadol, the Mishnah that has the Lametes Malachas, the first malacha is Zareya. The fact that it's placed first immediately raises the question of the Gemara. Michtei mikrov karbe bereisha. The Gemara asks right away, is that how things work? That Zareah comes first? Mechtei mikrav karve bereisha. Before you plant, before you sow, you have to plow. You soften up the earth, you plow, you get the earth ready. So the Gemara asks right away, why does the Mishnah begin with Zareah? The Mishnah should begin with Chorish, not with Zareah. Listen to Chorish, but how to listen to Zareah? That's the Gemara's question at the beginning of the parak. The Gemara's question at the beginning of the parak is the Mishnah should begin with Chorish. That's what comes physically first. You plow and then you plant. So the Gemara is asking, why does the Mishnah begin with Zareah? And the Gemara's answer is Tana Be'eretz, Tana Be'eretz Yisrael Kai. The Tana of the Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Tana was. He's talking about in Eretz Yisrael. The Zareah Bereisha Vahadakarbe. When in Eretz Yisrael, there are actually two plowings that take place. There's a plowing that takes place before the seeding, and there's a plowing that takes place after the seeding. And Rashi explains, Be'eretz Yisrael Koshehi. The earth, the ground in Eretz Yisrael is tough, it's kosher. You can't really cover the seeds up properly unless there's going to be harisha, not only before when you prepare the field, but after you've put the seeds down. In order for the seeds to be covered with earth, you have to do another harisha. Rashi says, "Vein yochel chasayis b'loy harisha, v'ashminin dehanami harisha." So the Gemara is telling us that the Mishnah wants us to know that even though this is a second Harisha, it's still called Harisha. But even though there is a second Harish, so Harisha consists not only of preparing the field, that's regular Harisha, but Harisha also is when you have planted, like in Eretz Yisrael, and you need to be Harish in order to move things around to get the seeds covered, that either case, we're talking about Harisha being Aser, but that's why in Eretz Yisrael, that's why in the Seder of these Malachas, in terms of the actual seeding and plowing, there is first Zareya, and then there's Chorish. Before all of that, there's a regular plowing. But now, there's Zareya and Chorish. That's the Gemara. Beis. Gimel. Zareya is one of the 11 Malachas that are called the Malachas of Sidur of the past, that have to do with preparing bread. Preparing bread. Now, the Eglei Tal, we're going to be using a lot of Torah from the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal is from the Sachet Shavar, from Avinezer. He has a sefer on the Lam Tes Malachas. That's a classic sefer. So we're going to be learning a lot from the Eglei Tal. He says at the very beginning, in his Psicha, at the beginning, Sifkat Na'aleph, that there's a machlekes reshining between Rav Hai Goyin and Rashi. It's a very, very important machlekes regarding Zareya being the first of the Malachas B'Sidur the Pas of preparing bread. The Rav Hai Goyin says that the Malachas of Sidur the Pas we learn out from the Karbonis of the Mishkan. We learn out from the Karbonis that were brought in the Mishkan, which means the Seder of the Malachas that was necessary in order to prepare the Minchas HaTamid, the Minchas Chavit of Kohen Gadol, to prepare the Malachas. The Malachas, of course, were made from matzah that came from the tvur, from the wheat, and therefore these malachas of Zareya and Chorish and Kotzer and so on were malachas that were necessary in not the construction of the Mishkan. Rav Hai Goyin says that the malachas of Sidur the Pas have to do with the karbonis of the Mishkan, that we needed for the malachas, we needed for these karbonis that were made from grain, we needed to plant, to have tvur, to have wheat, to have grain. And that's Rav Hai Goyin. Rashi doesn't agree. Rashi learns that these first 11 malachas of Sidur the Pas were necessary in order to prepare the dyes that were going to be used for the curtains of the Mishkan. And therefore the Ma'aseh Zriya is not for what was being brought in the Mishkan, but for building the Mishkan itself. Now, with all of these things that I'm mentioning, they're going to come back later on. There are nafkaminis in halacha, whether it's to build the Mishkan or this was a malacha that was not in the construction of the Mishkan itself, but in the korbanos that were brought in the Mishkan. This is just a little bit of background. Now, what exactly is the gedder of this malacha of Zareya? So listen carefully. Here's where it begins to get serious. What's the gather of this malacha? So we have to use two places in Shas in order to figure this out. There's the sugya in Klal Gadol in Shabbos, in Gimel. That's one sugya. And then at the beginning of Mori Katan, Daf Beis. At the beginning of Mori Katan is talking about some malachas of Chol Hamoed and Shavuos and Shemitah and so on. And there's also a discussion of the malachas. So the Gemara says on Beis Amud Beis in Mori Katan, the Gemara defines what is Zoreya. What is Zoreya? And the Gemara says, Ma darko so Zoreya litzmoach peira. The Gemara says that the derech of Zoreya, or the purpose of Zoreya, is litzmoach peira. To grow fruit. To cause things to grow. That's the melacha. So it would seem from here that any activity, any action that helps the fruit or the tree grow is included in the melacha of Zoreya. And the Gemara there names some of these types of work that's included in planting. HaMenachesh. Menachesh means taking away weeds. Taking the weeds away from the bad stuff that's around the trees, that's around the field. To be toilesh asodim rabim, that's included in this. Even though the physical act is what we're going to be talking about, even though the physical act itself is not one of planting, the physical act is of uprooting. You're pulling away the bad stuff. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that Menachesh is the melacha zareah. Hamashke mayim lizroim, watering the field, watering the plants. The Gemara in Shabbos has a longer list. Hazareya v'hazomer. Zomer means pruning. Again, it's fascinating because the actual physical act of pruning is the opposite of planting. When you're pruning something, you're cutting it away. You're removing it. But since this is for the purpose of helping the tree grow, so hazomer, v'hanoteya. If you take a sapling, a branch, hanoteya. So not just seeds, but even if you put a little tree into the ground. V'hamavrich, v'hamarkiv, grafting in a permissible way. Kulon, the Gemara says, Ayin Gimel on the base in Shabbos. Kulon melacha achas. Kulon melacha achas. So far the chiddush over here is that when it comes to Zoreya, and what we're going to learn, we touched upon this back when we were doing the piece from Rav Zevin on Shabbos HaOilam or Shabbos HaOdam, this months ago. There is definitely something unique when it comes to the melacha of Zoreya. So we see that this emerges immediately when bringing up this particular iser of pruning, of being zoymer, of pruning. Because the etzem ha-pa'ula. Now, 10 minutes ago, I said that when it comes to the issue of Zoreya on Shabbos, it's the gavra. It has to do with what the person does. So here, when it comes to being zomer, when it comes to pruning, the person's not planting. He's not planting anything. The act is not a physical act of putting seeds in or of planting something. It's just the opposite of planting. But since the definition of Zoreya, as we learned, is that Zoreya is madarka so Zoreya litzmoach peira, any act that brings to the growth of the tree, of the produce, is Zoreya. So here, even though the physical act that I am now doing is cutting and pruning the tree, nevertheless, that is included in the Isser of Zoreya. Now the Shita of the Yerushalmi is fascinating. The Yerushalmi, we're going to be doing a lot of comparisons within the Bavli and Yerushalmi. And then we're going to take those into the Chassidish part of the Chassidus that we're going to be learning, the Bavli and Yerushalmi. There are two different ways of understanding Olam HaTes Melachos. The Shita of Yerushalmi is that not only by doing something physically to help the growth of this plant, of this tree, but also if there is something that's in the way of the growth of the tree, and I remove that obstruction, I remove that problem, that's also Zoreya. So for instance, Mefarek. Yerushalmi lists Mefarek. It's not in the Bavli. Mefarek means that there are stones that are over there, there are rocks that are over there, and they're staring the growth of the tree. So removing these rocks, it's called mefarik. The Yushalmi has that also as the malach of Zareya. Or another one, if there are worms, there are worms, and you go there and you spritz to get rid of the worms, or you physically remove the worms, even though you're not being Zareya, you're not planting something, but since these worms are an impediment to the growth of the tree, by removing these bugs or worms, so that's also according to Yushalmi, it's the malacha of Zareya. The Yushalmi includes ha'isaloi batim. Ha'isaloi batim means that you make some sort of a protective covering over the plant if it's too cold. So you build something or you put something around the tree. If it's too cold or it's too hot, whatever it is, you prevent the death of this tree and you promote its growth by preventing it from being ruined by the temperature, by the climate. The Yushalmi includes all of these, Yechai Mishum Zareya. Now, in Chayshul Mishpat, and it affects a number of areas besides Chayshul Mishpat, there is this concept that's called Mavriach Ari. That means that if there's a lion that's here, and this lion can cause damage, being Mavriach Ari, rescuing the person from the lion. It's a term in halacha that means that when there's a potential nezek, there's something, there's a mazik that's present, excuse me, and I remove that ari, that lion that's endangering this, that's choshev amais. That's considered in halacha to be mavriach an ari, to rescue the endangered one from the lion, from the mazik, from that damaging presence of something. That's called an halacha, that's called a maisa. So here we have a fascinating truth from Rav Tzvi Pesach Feig. It's not found in Hartzvi. I found that it's in a journal from a long time ago. But Rav Tzvi Pesach Feig says that this whole question regarding Zareya, he says that's when the mazik is already, according to the Yoshami, that's when the mazik, like the worm or the bug, that's when the mazik is already on the tree. It's already by the fruit. It's already by the plants. In that case, Reb Sifasa Frank, he says that's what the Yushalmi is talking about. When the mazik is already by the guf ha'ilon, then if I remove the worms, if I do something to protect or to take away this which is damaging, that fits into the classic definition in Shas of mavriach, of being mavriach ari, chasing away the lion. However, Reb Sifasa Frank says that, for instance, if you're fumigating, or if you're spritzing the plants, so that what? To keep away potentially damaging bugs that they shouldn't come to the plant, not by killing the ones that are there. Killing the ones that are there, he says, that's mavriach ari. That's chasing away the lion. But if you're going to spritz so that by doing that, you're not exterminating the bugs that are there, but you're protecting, or if you're building something around to protect. So the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says that cannot possibly be a Zarei Mideraisa, because that's not Mavriach Ari, that's not rescuing any from the lion, that's preventing the lion from showing up. That's keeping the lion away. And in Halach, that's not called a Mazik. That's not called a Maisa, to prevent the lion from coming. That's not called Mavriach Ari. Anyway, this is the this is the sheet of the Yushalmi, that even these preventative or protective measures that are taken are included in Zarei. However, there are those who hold that Bechlal, this sheet of the Yushalmi, is not talking about Midaraisa. It's not Midaraisa. Midaraisa, the only time that you're over on Zareya, that you're chayav on Zareya, is by actually helping the plant grow, not by protecting it from external danger. So there are those who hold that all of those, what the Yushalmi is talking about is Midrabanan, and Midaraisa is not called a Malacha. And this is a discussion that we find by the Achrayim, the Chalkas Yoav, who was a great student of the Avni Nezer, the Chalkas Yoav and Archaim Simon Yud, he discusses this, and he says, how could it be a Malacha Midaraisa? In general, when it comes to Lamatas Malachas, there's a criteria that we're going to be coming to all the time, that a Malacha Shenitzrich L'Gufa is what? Is Potter. If it's a Malacha that's Enitzrich L'Gufa, that's not necessary for this actual, for the, in other words, the Tachlis of what you're doing is not for this mitzvah of the tree, even though it's true it is causing the treat to be protected by getting rid of the worms or by spritzing or something. It is. But self-kol-self, you're not actually helping the tree itself grow. You're not planting, you're not seeding, you're not watering. So the Chalkas Yosef says, how can it be the Raisa? It's a malach shen tzrich leguf. This is not a malach that you're doing for the goof of the tree. Even of course it helps, it prevents the tree from being hurt, but it's not a malach shen tzrich leguf. So the Chalkas Yosef says that it can't be that this Yerushalmi is a deraisa. But the Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish holds that if you learn the simple pshat in the Yerushalmi, the simple pshat in the Yerushalmi is that these situations of taking the bugs away and building something around the tree or protecting the tree, the simple pshat in Yerushalmi, according to the Chazon Ish, you look in the Yerushalmi, it's midiraisa, these are actual malachas. And it seems the Chazon Ish says that the Yerushalmi learns that the gather of the etzem malacha of Zareh includes any malachas that are normally done to help the trees, to help the field grow. That's called Zareh. Anything that you normally do to help things grow, whether it's actually watering and planting, or it's pruning, or it's taking away the bugs, the worms, or it's putting something around. All of these, the Chazon Ish says, according to the Yerushalmi, all fall under the umbrella of Zareya. Anything that is done, like it says in the Gemara, Ma'adak l'shazareya l'tzmoach peira. All the normal malachas, all the work that's necessary to help things grow, according to the Chazon Ish, the Yerushalmi learns is a din of midaraisa, it's nisid daraisa, and Yechayev and the Malach of Zareh, even though it's an indirect way of helping this thing grow by keeping the bugs away, even spritzing it that the bugs shouldn't come, these are all things that are done in order to help the field grow, and therefore it's Yechayev and the Malach of Zareh. Now this opens us up for the main Chakira that we spoke about way back, that what's going on by Zareh, what's unusual is that when it comes to the Malach of Zareya, the Hagadorah of Zareya does not seem to be it's not defined by the actual pu'ula of the Malach. I'm going to explain this in a second. The act of the Malach. But rather, it is defined by the result of the Malach. Helping something grow. That it should grow. Those, by Zareya, we're concerned with the result of the Malach, not the physical act of performing a Malach. We're concerned with the result of the malacha. So, the result of the malacha is smicha sa'ila, that tree growing, that field growing. And anything that will bring to this result of growth is included in the malacha of Zareya. So this is the main chakira when it comes to this malacha. Why is it that when it comes to the malacha of Zareya, the pula itself, we just got finished saying that when it comes to Shabbos, the issue is not the earth. The issue is not the seed. The issue is the gavra, the person who's doing the malachas issur. And nevertheless, it's very clear that what is magdir, what defines the malacha of Zareya, is not necessarily just the person performing this physical act, this malacha, but the result of what takes place from this physical act. So, for instance, just to make this clear, to explain this, when it comes to the malacha of borer, right? Borer means separating. So when it comes to the malacha of borer, there, the inyan of borer is, we could say that borer means bittel hataruvas. You have a mishkababu, you have a mixture of food and of bones or pits, whatever, right? There's a taruvas, and you want to be able to eat this watermelon, or you want to eat the fish. So in order to be mevatel the taruves, to get rid of this mixture, you are borer. Right? That's what it means to be borer. So for instance, the Gemara talks about this on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. What if a person takes a taruves that's on the table, he takes his taruves, and he throws it someplace, onto another table or onto the floor. He throws it. And as a result of him throwing it, it naturally takes place. Everything spreads out, and he's able to take the fish, or he's able to take the piece of melon. He didn't go picking it. This Gemara calls this Shoda kamayu kalkola de peri. The person throws, he throws down a taruvis of things. So the Gemara tells us that this is not, the person is potter. That's not called Bayra. He's potter. Why is he potter from Bayra? Why? Why would you say, why is this guy potter? It's not what? It's not? Right, so then you would say if it's not a mixture anymore, then he was mavar the terubis, then he was mavat the terubis. So why he should be chayvi? It was a mixture. He throws it onto the table, and it spread out, and he didn't pick out the bones. He just threw it down, and now he's able to eat the fish. So the Gemara says that he's not chayv on bara. Why? It happened mimela. It's not the derech of borer. It happened. He threw it down. It happened in such a way. It's not the derech. He didn't do a maisa, a pula of borer. The maisa of borer is when you're picking the bones out. You're picking the pits out. That's the maisa of borer. The biyadayim, that the person is being mevarer, is being mevatal the tarubis. He's getting rid of this tarubis by picking out the bones of the pits. That's when it comes to borer. So we see that when it comes to Bora, what's magdir, what defines the malacha? The physical act of separation, by the person separating. Not the result of it being separated, because when you throw it onto the floor, the result is Bora. Because now the bones are over here and the food's over here, that's the result. So, but we don't say that. We say that if you throw it down, that you're potter. It's not Bora. Because Bora means that when the person is mevatel the taruvis biyadov, that's the malacha, the gavra, the person is mevatel his taruvis, and he's Bora, and he separates the pits from the melon, or the fish from the bones from the fish. That's called Bora. So that's when it comes to malacha in general. Masha'en ken, when it comes to Zareya. This is what's fascinating. When it comes to Zareya, here we're talking about not the act itself, the physical act of pruning. I'm not planting anything, I'm cutting something. That's what I'm physically doing, I'm cutting. That's not the normal way of planting. Or if I'm taking stones away from the, because the stones are in the way, and it's keeping the branches, the things, the roots from growing. The physical act that I'm doing is certainly not a physical act of Zeriya. It's not a physical act of being Zeriya. So the Teretz is that by Zeriya something is different. That we see that by Zareya, the definition of the ikr of Zareya is not the maise of being Zareya, it's the tachlis of Zareya. the result of the Zareya is the result, not the actual, the physical act. So let me explain this. This is the ikr in the whole sugya of Zareya. It's going to help us understand a lot of the machlokes that we're going to be going through in Mitzvah Shem. Remember back then, when we were learning a little bit at the beginning of what malacha is, malacha sa'adam, malacha sa'aylam, malacha sa'aylam. So we do find that among the 39 malachas, there is one other malacha that resembles Zareya in this way, where the ikur is not the physical pu'ula itself of the malacha, but rather the outcome of the malacha. Do you remember which malacha that is? Remember? Mevashel, cooking, baking. It's a similar thing. There also, we see that when it comes to the other malachas, the malacha is immediate. Immediate. I'm borer, I'm cutting, I'm carrying. Whatever the malacha is, it's this second that I'm doing the malacha. But when it comes to Zareya and Mavashel, when it comes to planting and cooking, here they're both different because the result is not immediate. When it comes to planting, it could take weeks, it could take months until something grows. And when it comes to cooking, it could take an hour or two, or whatever, it's a half hour, until this thing is cooked. So here, when you put the plant in the ground, nothing's happening. When you put the pot onto the right, the second you put the pot onto the fire, nothing is happening. By these two malachas. So, by these two malachas, they're unique in this respect. That whereas all the other malachas, the maise and the toitsa'ah, the act, the pu'ula, and the result, are hainu hach, are simultaneous. The physical act of cutting and the tear taking place are simultaneous. When it comes to Zareya and Mevashel, to planting and cooking, it's not that way. Planting is a process. When you put the seed in the ground, you're just initiating a process. When you put the pot onto the fire, you're just starting a process. You're just initiating the process. It's not finished. When it comes to planting, there are many, many pulas that you might have to do until you actually have an apple. There are many things that you have to do. The ones that we were talking about from the Mishnah and the Gemara. Different things that you have to do to take care of the plants, to take care of the field. There could be 10, 20 different things that you need to do to be metapel, to take care of the tree, until finally you have an apple. So what you did that day when you put the seeds into the ground, it was just beginning a process. Same thing when you put the pot onto the stove. It could need other things, other tipulim that you need to put in, ingredients, whatever it might be, to take care, to hire, to lower the flame, whatever it might be, until you have this. So since planting and cooking are not melachas, they're unique, that they're not melachas where the act of the melacha and the result are simultaneous, but rather they're separate. And these are melachas that only are initiating a process. So therefore we find that there are different rules and regulations tafke when it comes to these melachas. When it comes to zareya, so watering, even though you planted the seed last week, you planted it last week, it's a week later. And it's a different Shabbos altogether. It's 10 Shabbos later. But I'm watering the plants. That's all included in that definition of what Zareya is, which is to bring about the growth of this tree, to cause it to grow. It's all part of that thing. And that's why, coming back to this issue of Hasaras Hamoneya, of Mavriach Ari, of taking away the worms, or putting some boxes around the plants, or covering them up in the winter, that things that would prevent the destruction of the tree. So you remember, L'chaira, the Yerushalmi is difficult. That was the Chalkas Yoav's question. How could these be included? How could these be Lamates Melachas? When it comes to Melacha, there are dinim. First of all, there's a din of grama. If something's not a direct Melacha, it's indirect, so then Midaraisa says, no, you're not Chayiv Yipater. It's a grama. It's indirect. Or, like the Chalkas Yoav is, if it's a Melacha Shein Tzvich L'Gufa, I'm not actually, this is not the purpose, I'm doing something, I'm taking worms away. That's not the Melacha. So it's a melacha shein tzrich l'gufa. Normally, a person will be potter, and yet we see that when it comes to these two melachas, zareya and mevashel, where there is a time difference between the physical act of placing the pot on the fire, placing the seed in the earth, where the whole melacha of zareya, by definition, is a grama, it's indirect. You're not. This is not a cartoon. You're not putting the jack and the beanstalk. You put something in the ground and you grow it. In real life, you put something in the ground and you work it. You keep on working it. You water it and you daven and you fertilize it and do all kinds of stuff. So until finally, you hope that you can have a plant. So davka here, when it comes to the melachas of zareya and mevashel, by definition, they're different than all of the other melachas because they of themselves are only a grama. The melacha itself, the Torah tells us, you can't be zareya on Shabbos. It means you can't initiate this process through placing the seed in the ground and subsequently engaging this seed in what? In the process of watering and fertilizing, v'chula v'chula. You can't do that. And that's what zareya is. It's the same thing when it comes, to cooking. With all of the other melachas besides zareya and mevashel, the etzem ha'pula, the physical act of the melacha, is the gemar. No, you finished. With all the other melachas, you finished. When you did the melacha, when you did that act, you're done. That's the end of it. And if it's taka something which is indirect and you're only pressing a button, and that button is going to then ignite something that's going to cause something else, an engine, to turn, then it's not a potter from the Torah, because it's not a deraisa, because it's a gwama. Because the act of pressing a button is not the same thing as a fire going on. So when it comes to all the other malachas, the physical act and the result take place simultaneously. What's different about Zoreya and Mevashel is that when you put something in the seed, you're not done. When you put a seed in the ground, you're not finished. When you put the pot onto the fire, you're not finished. It's not done. You're not finished. And because of that, there are many, many different halachas. For instance, when it comes to bishul, what happens if you put the pot onto the fire and you take the pot off before it's cooked? Kamach ben drusoy, whatever. We're not going to prat now. But if you take the pot off the fire before it's cooked, you're pot. You put a pot onto a fire. The physical act is an act of mevashel. Because here, it's not the act, it's not completed by putting it onto the fire. It's you put it onto the fire for the purpose of it being cooked. That's how you define bishul. And since you took this pot off, or if Shabbos ended and it didn't get cooked, you put it on right before Avdallah. Right before this man, you put this pot onto the fire. Right before this man. So it doesn't get cooked. It cooks Motzei Shabbos. It doesn't cook on Shabbos. So in these things you're potter. Now, when it comes to Zareya, this is what we're going to be beginning with next year. When it comes to Zareya, there's a huge machlokes achrayim. The Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash, it's a melchama mamish and melchama. And the whole world, all the achrayim of lining up these two achrayim, you're either following the Minchas Chinuch or you're going to follow the Rashash. But when it comes to Zareya, there's a machlokes achrayim do we say that there's any chiv at all by putting the seeds in the ground? Just by putting the seeds in. Well, let's say you put the seeds in the ground, and it's good ground. It doesn't mean it's like dry. It's fertile, nice, moist earth. You put the seeds in, and then you take them right out. You take them right out. Or you put the seeds down, and a little cat comes over, or a dog, and eats them. Are you chayv on Zareya? Is there anything at all? Is there any meaning at all to the physical act? Just that alone. If we can isolate that alone. Right before Shabbos is over, you put a couple of seeds into the ground. Right before Avdallah, before the Zman, you put a couple of seeds in the ground. Nothing grew. Nothing was growing. You just put the seeds in land that is Roi Nizriya. So, is there any chiv on the Maisa Hazriya alone? Is that possible? That the Maisizri itself is an Issa Malach of Shabbos? Is that possible? In Cheschinach, we'll see how that works. Or do you say no? That Zriya is different, and if another Malach is in Zriya, is in the category of Bishul, where it can't be that the physical act of putting a seed in the ground is itself a Maisa Malach, but rather it's like Bishul. And you can't be chayiv miyad. You can't be chayiv miyad by putting it. What about if you plant something on Wednesday? So the actual physical. So this is where we're going to have these conversations. The physical act of planting took place on Wednesday, and the plant itself is only collate. It only begins to grow on on Shabbos. So are you over on Shabbos? You planted it on Wednesday. You planted it on a weekday. You never plant on Shabbos. You show on Shabbos. But it starts to go, oh no, it starts to grow on Shabbos. It's absurd, right? Things grow on Shabbos. You don't know when they're going to start to grow. So even if you could estimate it, is there a melacha? So here again, it's strange that the physical act, is there such a thing that a physical act is taking place? If we say that the melacha of Zareya is defined by the outcome, then l'chore, it should be a problem to plant even on a Wednesday if you expect the outcome to begin, if you expect it to start growing on Shabbos.
But even on Shabbos, it never gets.
And then the other way would be that in Shabbos you would have yichayev, unless there's such a thing as a plant that immediately starts to take root, which the Gemara talks about. Yeah. That there is such a hechatimus of something that right away, that same day, does something takes root. But other than that, there would be no such thing as planting. So we're going to see that the Achronim say that if you say that, then you move out to the holiness of Zareya. Then what are we talking about? There can't be. Then there's no such thing as Zareya. What does Zareya mean? So this is going to be the question: to what degree do we compare Zareya to mevashel, to cooking and baking? Is it a pure comparison that here it's result-oriented, not the act-oriented, not the action of Zareah, but the result is what defines the Melach entirely? Or do we say that even by Zareah there is something of an Isser by the Maise of putting it in the ground? Now, what we're going to see, the Michas Chinuch, even if you say that there's a Maise Isser by putting it in the ground, it's only al-menas that it should grow, and if it taka does grow. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah Shem. But this is a fascinating machlaikas. How do you define Zareah? And what makes it different than the other malachas? And that's also going to be very much a part of what we're going to be talking about in the Avodah, in Avodas Hashem, these two ways of looking at Or Zeruah Latzadik, Uli Yisrael HaSimcha, of what it means Zareah in Avodas Hashem. Is it a maisa or is it a teitzah? Is it a maisa of doing something or is it the ikr, not the actual avoid itself, but how things turn out, what the result is, what's considered to be avodas Hashem, what's that melach of Zareh and avodas Hashem. So it's going to also be, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem next time, we'll probably get to it, there's also a huge machlok between Bavli and Yerushalmi. It seems that the Bavli and Yerushalmi are taking sides over here, and that this machlok is between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rishas that we'll talk about next year. Next week I'm not going to be here, but this machlokes in the Minchas Chinuch and Rishash, it turns out it seems to be a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, and two different mahalchim and avodas Hashem that we're going to get to Bez Hashem in the future. Okay, I don't know if there are questions now. But, hi. So going back to the original question, the first shir, Rambam in the Mishnah, Zareah or Zriya, right? So this is one of the pieces of evidence that's brought to ask this question: why is it called Zareah? It should be Zriya. Why is it called Zareah? And the Rambam says Zriya. So why is it? So the Rambam had a cheshbon. Rambam has a cheshbon. That we know this from the Rambam that he has this habit of with one word unfolding a chiddush that. Of his whole way of looking at this whole Torah of what Zareh is, and we're going to see as we're going to go through all of this, the Shittas Rambam is consistent, and that's why he was very careful with how he worded it, very careful. Yeah.
Since it's result oriented, so it's personal kind. When that plant grows, 6 months a year, 3 years later.
Right. So that's what we're going to talk about Mitzvah next year, the Minchas Chinuch. When is he actually chayv? Can he be chayiv by just putting something in the ground? By a couple of seeds in the ground, can he be chayiv? Or do we say, no, the chayiv, the chiyuv is pending the result. Now, the Gemara says it's for the purpose of growing something. So what happens if it's a bad season, it gets ruined, it doesn't grow? So do we say, l'mafreya, that he was chayiv on Zareah? We say, no, now that we see that it was a bad season, it didn't grow. So it turns out that he's potter. Similar to the situation where the Gemara talks about in the beginning of Masech Shabbos, to be right at the pass. In other words, let's say a person puts the bread into the oven, and he goes, "Wait, what am I doing? It's Shabbos. Am I crazy?" And he goes and he scrapes the dough to get it out from the oven. So he stopped it from happening. And the other thing is al cheshbon, the beginning of Shabbos. It's nisid rabban to be right at the pass. It's nisid rabban, but he's saving himself from what? From the deraisa. If this thing stays in the oven, it's going to get baked. So. Can he do this? Or let's say somebody else did this. Can you save another Jew? But some other Jew did that by mistake. And you want to save this guy by taking the thing out from the oven. So then you get into the whole question of you want to save this guy. It's a big tosis at the beginning of Shabbos and Amud Beis to save another person from Nisr Deraisa. So when it comes to Afiyah, when it comes to Bishlam and to Afiyah, there is such a cheshbon of taking the challah out before it bakes. And in doing so, I am saving myself or some other Jew from being over the Issa. So it would seem that there was a Bechlal, no Issa at all. Once you take it out, even though you initiated the process, if you stop the process, so what happens with Zareah? If you stop the process by taking the seeds out, what did I do? And you take the seeds out. Or if naturally, it's bad weather, it didn't work out. So did it turn out that this guy's putter, because he planted, he did an Issa, he did an Aveir, and he did a B'mezi. And there were Edom that said, you can't do this. And then what happens is, it turns out that it was didn't grow, it was a bad season, nothing happened. And so do we say that it doesn't make a difference? The guy did a Melechus Zareah, he intended for something to grow, so it didn't grow. But L'maisi, he did that. So we're going to see, Machlokes, Mechus, Chenich, and Rishash, to be continued.